Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
And welcome to 2021. Nah. Well, okay, so the last year has been a bit of a bust, but we got lots to look forward to this year.
Like?
Video games.
All right,
that's
okay.
That's what we do.
Okay.
So, let's recap what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yep.
And not a whole heck of a lot else. But you did introduce me to a lovely little game called Golf with Friends.
Oh, yeah.
And it has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Haven't played too much on it, but it is on Steam if you guys are looking for something to play with friends, because it's Golf with Friends, and want something that isn't Mario Kart or tennis, Smash Brothers. This is a good alternative.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Yeah.
Especially,
I like it. I mean, I enjoy it.
And it's brought to you by Blacklight Interactive. So, that's pretty much all they've got on their website so far.
Yeah, no, Golf with Friends.
And that is what I've been doing while I'm waiting for all the new games of 2021 to come out, because there's so much to look forward to in this new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to... I have been playing Horizon Zero Dawn so I can get ready for Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any particular games that you're really looking forward to in the coming year?
I am only looking forward to Psychonauts 2. That's the only game I care about at this point in time. I assume the fact, like, it's going to be a console release, I thought, but I don't know anymore since the Xbox X series, is that what it's called? Xbox,
yeah.
Box? Since that, it already released, right? And I don't even know what the console release, like, what was the console game for that?
Yeah,
it was supposed to be Halo Infinite, but that got pushed back, which is, like, once again, it's fine to push it back, but at the same time, I don't know, it's definitely not a good look for Xbox.
No, there are other games to look forward to this year.
Yeah, we have Psychonauts 2.
Yes, and Goodbye Volcano High.
Oh, yeah, I am actually excited about that one.
So, that one we've talked about previously. It's got some great art going on, some very interesting characters.
Yeah.
You get to be a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go through life as a teenage dinosaur.
Yeah, I would say we have no idea what it's about.
Yeah.
We have no idea what it's about because the trailer doesn't give you a lot. I have heard, like, the trailer is, like, that is how the game is going to look. That's gameplay or something. So, I'm excited for it visually. I like it's a co-op, Coop, K-O-O-P. I like them as a company. They
yeah.
make fun games. They make neat games.
So, yeah, we have some games to look forward to in the new year. However, more recent releases have not quite delivered on what they promised.
Well, yeah. Like, Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard recently that Cyberpunk 2077 by Project CD Red has not exactly delivered on what it had promised at all.
No, like, and here's the thing, I knew it wasn't, when they continually delayed it or tried to push it back, right, you knew already that it wasn't ready, and clearly it wasn't ready, the thing is, nobody's happy about it, like, nobody's happy that this happened, the reason it happened is, like, it's capitalism, it's greed, it's because the head honchos had to get the game out before Christmas so that the investors would be happy, right? Like, what it comes down to, which is really funny, which is a great point to make, because they're making a game about, like, cyberpunk, which is, like, explicitly anti-capitalism, explicitly, like, against the man kind of situation, right?
It's cyberpunk.
Yeah, it's punk. It's not punk to, like, force people to work overtime without pay, or, you know, give people false, like, I would say I'm not that bummed out that people got a broken product. It's more the fact that the people who worked on it worked so hard on it, and they can't recoup from this, sort of, like, Cyberpunk will eventually maybe become a playable game, right? Like, same thing, like No Man's Sky situation. But
it should not have been put out the way it was in the first place.
Well, they... What do you mean by that?
Like, they could have delayed it further, except for the investors.
Mm-hmm.
But it should never have been put out in the state that it was put out.
Yeah, well, what else could they have done?
Delayed it again.
Yeah, okay, but they couldn't have done that. Yeah, here's the thing. They couldn't... They absolutely should have delayed it. Like, yes. This game should have come out 2021. December 2021. And if you think about it, it would be a good idea considering, like, maybe things like the PlayStation and Xbox. People would have them.
Yes.
One thing, people would have them. And maybe any things that are wrong with them would be fixed by now. Or, you know, any little whatevers. We know that the first generation of consoles, sometimes, you know, there's something with them. Anyway, it could have been avoided. But obviously, like, I think it's a company problem. Like, I'm not going to say, like, the individual developers and people who worked on this game, but it is, like, the higher-ups who, like, they flaunt sort of thing and they flirt with, like, groups that they shouldn't. And then, you know, who is going to be at their back when they can't make a game, right? When they shun everybody, they, like, CD Projekt Red do not have the best track record for transphobia, for racism. You know, it's not great. It's something that should be pointed out and looked at. Like, if you think about it, the only decent game they've made is The Witcher 3. Or I would say maybe not but like game that is celebrated, right? It's
right.
The Witcher 3. That's it. No other game.
That's their golden standard of a game to live up to.
And not to say that it's a bad game. It's just one of those games. Like, I feel very similarly The Witcher 3 to I feel Skyrim. Except my horse is not as good as the Skyrim horse. But The Witcher 3 is like, I don't want to do the main quest. I'd rather do every other quest. Except for the card game, which I hate. But yeah, they could have avoided this by probably not hyping it up as much as well. Like, I think there is an amount of they were showing off things that were probably on newer consoles or, like, the next-gen consoles. Because, yes, the main problem here is that PlayStation pulled the game from their store because it is, like, broken on previous generation consoles.
They could not, make it work for the PlayStation 4, or PC was having a lot of issue as well.
Yeah, like, and that's not to say, like, and... We're not even talking about, like, there are bugs galore.
Oh,
like,
boy, are there bugs.
And I don't know how, like, if it makes it an unplayable game. I think in certain parts, it probably makes it unplayable. And I think there are certain things that are probably its hilarious glitches. But at the same time, you're supposed to be immersed in this glorious cyberpunk world, right? And if something is happening that is, you know, it'll just take you out of it immediately, right? Like, I've seen things where cars just, they don't track properly.
They hit the boulevard.
They will hit the boulevard and continue, and the people will be like, oh, like, somebody's hitting them, which is very funny. But it's just, like, that is a consistent bug.
Or thing. People going down an alley and finding an incomplete area and just falling off the map because they gave an accessible area, like...
Things like the, bad guy or the cops who are trying to attack you, they will just appear, or they will disappear, depending on, like, how you turn. Like, there's just things that are very broken in this game, and that doesn't seem worth, you know, your money at this point when there is the possibility that this game could be good at some point. Right?
NPCs that have been subdued, who are out of the game, are turning their head to look and talk at you.
Yeah, like if they're dead, like sometimes, I've seen a bunch of just like headless guys walking around. It's
like not a waking nightmare.
Well, it's, you know, once again, that could be, I think there are definitely things where, you know, like, hee hee, ha ha, that's funny to me. But at the same time, people were excited for this. People paid money for this.
People were excited for a new, big, open-world concept game in the middle of a time where new games
are hard to come by. Well, and the other thing is, like, I know people have been waiting for this game for, like, say, like, 5 years. I don't know when it was announced. I don't care. But people have been waiting for this game. People have been excited for it. People bought, like, the super special fancy hype edition, right? And in some cases, you can't play that game, right? Like, you can't play it.
People who play the tabletop RPG were hoping this would get the Witcher treatment. Like, this is a game from the 80s.
And I believe that probably that, you know, people who worked on this game probably wanted that, but... You know, you can't do it. I feel you can't really make a game, like, or you can't be ethical. You know, this game wasn't ethically made, and then obviously, you know, we're shown the fruits of that, like, that unethical labor, right?
What I hope is someone's going to take the concept, the general concept of this game, and make something better of it.
Well, I'm sure other people have done that, is the thing. Like, yeah. And I'm sure there are places that do that. It's undoubtedly. I'm just saying that once this was a hyped up game, this was a big game, this was a game that people were looking forward to. But it's just sort of like it's kind of marred, right? It's marred by not only the bugs, but the fact that, you know, like, transphobia, I feel, the racism, even things like, there is a little bit, it's embarrassing the way I think the developer, like the main, have been acting towards things. It's just sort of like trying to be on the, trying to be, like, get theirs and like get it in on Sony for like taking off their broken game. Like they were, you know, like doing things that, you know, probably you shouldn't do if your game is in the state that it's in. You know what I'm saying? You just probably should, you know, glass houses, whatever.
Bow out gracefully, you made something and you failed at it.
Well, and you know, like, you tried, and I undoubtedly, here's the thing, people who, the higher ups, they knew that this game was broken. They knew that this game was not usable, or, you know, that functional on the later console generations. Like, they knew it. They didn't show things like that. They didn't show the gameplay from the PS4 or the Xbox, whatever it's called, I don't know, Xbox previous generation. But
360?
Xbox X? I don't know. Xbox.
We don't play Xbox.
I'm sorry, Xbox. Yeah. But regardless, like, they didn't show that, and the other thing is, like, reviewers were embargoed from talking about the glitches and talking about things like that until the game was out. So it's not even that people could get a review on this, or people could be like, let people know before the game actually gets to them, right?
That's a huge red flag amongst a whole bunch of red flags.
Yeah. Like,
the way they've handled their PR.
Yeah.
The way they've handled, not handing out the...
Well, just not being able to, not being transparent about the fact that their game is not working. And once again, people, it's that great, I don't know the exact quote, but it's like a rush game is broken forever, but like a delayed game could still be good, right?
Yeah.
Like, we'll always, this will always be a thing. Like, we, same with No Man's Sky, right?
It has a following now, but yes. It came out without much to do.
Right. Well, and I would say No Man's Sky is slightly different because I know Sony pushed it out real hardcore when it wasn't ready, and it's just sort of like,
and they
the small developer couldn't do it with what they had, but it got there.
Yeah.
Right? And it did sort of, I think it impeded them for a while, and I think this will, I don't think it'll crush CD Projekt Red in any way, because I think eventually, you know, the game will be okay eventually. But it's not now, and it's not when, you know, people bought it, which is not good.
No, maybe they'll try to re-release a more complete version at some point.
Well, and that's just annoying if, you know, like, oh, complete. Of course they're going to do, like, the complete edition, because there'll be DLC at some point. But, like, regardless, they have a lot of work to do to make the game function on platforms that people have paid for.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably... It's not good. Obviously, this game just shouldn't have come out this year. If you're enjoying it and having fun, like, that's great. But at the same time, I think there are a good number of people who are not happy. I think they even might be in legal trouble for misrepresenting.
The investors themselves are...
They messed up pretty hard. Mm-hmm. They should have thought about this and... They should have thought about the well-being of people who work for them, but they didn't. And now Cyberpunk is, you know...
will always be seen as a joke. It's never going to be taken as a serious...
Not for a while. Not for a while, for sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the last big release of 2020, I guess.
Probably.
And what have you been playing since you have been playing on your PC more?
I've been playing Borderlands 2, which we actually beat the main game. Like, I've been playing with friends because originally I had played it on the PlayStation 3 and I didn't know what I was doing. And it was a very small screen, so it's just also just not conducive to anything. But I really enjoyed it. Like, a looter shooter, which is a term that I am not familiar with. I guess it's either I've played those games and I don't know what that is, or just I've never played that game, kind of game. But regardless, it just means that you kill stuff and you get stuff.
All right, then.
Rather than something where you have one weapon and you upgrade it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's about it. So basically, it is some kind of sci-fi universe where you're all vault hunters, and there's like ancient vaults throughout the universe, I'll say, and they have ancient alien tech or ancient alien something, right? Of course, that's how a lot of. But I think Borderlands is interesting. Like, obviously, it's been around for a while. There's this. I've only played the second one. We're working on playing more.
We do have them on our PlayStation 4. We did get them for one of our free months.
Yeah, I would say this is a game that you kind of want to play with people because it can be very difficult. At this point, now that I have like a good 30 hours in, I am pretty happy with, like, I can play by myself because it's a fun little game. Like, it's fun. I enjoy it. It's just a shooting game. Like, it's first-person shooter. The characters are very fun. Like, obviously, I think lots of people are familiar with Claptrap, who is just sort of like this weird sort of, he's not a triangle shape, he's a square, I don't know what
he's
shape.
A weird box on wheels.
Yeah, and I personally love him. I think he's great. He's very funny. But lots of people hate him, which I understand. He's kind of annoying. But there's just sort of an amount of colorful characters. Basically, what's happening is, like, the main villain of this character is a character named Handsome Jack, who has a corporation called Hyperion Corporation, and wants to get rid of, like, all the bandits and all of the marauders of the world. That's what he wants to do. Yeah. But also, like, own everything. Like, he's, you know, a good old capitalist as most bad guys are. And basically he's the main antagonist. He's very charismatic. Like, he's pretty funny. I think he's quite a good, interesting villain. You do get more of him in other video games because I think they realized how enjoyable he was.
Everybody likes a charismatic villain. That's actually written well.
Yeah, no, I think, I also think the voice acting is quite good for, like, on the whole, like, they have very different voice actors. You can tell different characters apart. They're also, it's a colorful, it's very, like, comic book cartoony style.
Right.
Not that much, like, I would say.
Stylized in a sort
of. Yeah, like, I would say everything, well, not everything, but there is that, like, it's not even a thick black line, but it's like a stylized outline for the characters, right?
Right.
Which, you know, once again, adds to that sort of comic book style. Yeah.
And you had mentioned that you're going to check out Tales of the Borderland, which we've been playing the Tales of games.
Yeah, I've played many Tales of games. Fun fact, I didn't realize that the Telltale Borderlands game was not available to buy anywhere, really. Yeah, no, it's fine. I did find it. Like,
okay.
In the end, I found a working copy and it's fine, but it was difficult. Obviously, this has to do with the Telltale foreclosure.
Right, right.
And, you know, there are other games that aren't available, such as, like, I think the Jurassic Park one and the Back to the Future one.
I didn't even realize there was a Jurassic Park one. I would love that one.
It's not that great. Like,
just give me my dinosaurs.
Well, Telltale, once again, didn't hit it out of the park until they got Walking Dead. But regardless, yeah, Tales of the Borderland is one I will definitely play. the characters are fairly interesting. Like, I think that's what Borderlands is mostly, like, that is the draw, is that the characters are very interesting. The story is pretty, like, it's not bad. It's not the most, like, deep or interesting, but there are, I think that the fact that the characters are so interesting and there is a good emotional connection between them.
That kind of makes up for some of the...
Yeah, for anything that I would just be, like, bored about. But I like the characters. Because I would say, like, sometimes the gameplay is very samey, you know, it's just you go and you shoot a bunch of guys. And, you know, it's not the worst, but sometimes you want a little bit of just maybe wandering around. Like, I like to look around. There are quite big maps just to look. There there's car options. Right now we're actually doing one of the DLC, which is a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very cute. Like, basically, instead of shooting the guys with guns, you're shooting, like, skeletons and guys with swords. It's kind of funny, but like, there's things I do appreciate this game because I think it knows that people love video games kind of thing, because it has like a million like Easter eggs, references. Like, one I was pretty excited to see was there's like a couple Dark Souls references.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
And it was even to this point, like, one of my friends was like, we have to get to this part. And I was like, why? Like, I don't want to, because it was through, like, acid, right? And it was just, like, a pain. But we did it, and it was because there's, like, a character that's basically supposed to be... Well, he's called Solaire, and, like, there's a bonfire.
Okay, yeah.
In my mind, it's not Solaire, it's more like Patches. Like, I don't believe it's so... Like, it doesn't feel like that, but it's a guy in armor. And it, you know, there's, like, that's a little Easter egg, basically. Like, it's on a little platform... in amongst a giant pool of like acid. So if you want to get there, you can look at it. Otherwise, it's just sort of like, oh. But I like that. I appreciate these little bits. You know what I mean?
And you've been playing other games with friends as well, because you've been playing a lot of an old game that I am still trying to get work on my PC.
Oh, Viscera Cleanup Detail. Yes.
Yes.
Which is a funny game. So is it just a bizarre? It's a game where you clean up. Like, I think the aspect of it is neat, because basically you're, like, after the fact, almost. Like, you are, all the cool stuff has already happened. Like, all of the alien fights or all of the science experiments have already happened. And now, basically,
you get to go in after the fact and clean up the scene of the, gruesomeness.
Yeah, basically that's it. You're just, like, picking up bones, you're picking up pieces of people meat, intestines, bullets, and then basically you pick everything up, you incinerate it, hopefully, and then you wash everything. And then maybe there are bullet holes to fill in with something. It's like, it's very chill. Like, it's just kind of relaxing. I like there's a lot of little details, and you can sort of get a lot of information based on, like, you know, notepads you pick up or whatever.
You kind of get the story of what happened in that scenario.
Yeah.
Before everything kind of went downhill real fast.
Yeah. And, like, there's, once again, there's a bunch of little notes, and there's, like, basically USBs. It's kind of a funny game, because there's, like, you clean up everything, and then you can also do, like, extra paperwork, which is very funny, and which is, like... You basically can write how everybody died or how you think. Like, you can put in a lot of work for the paperwork.
Right.
Because, basically, for each person that dies, there's, like, they all have USBs that are, like, you know, tells you the names of the people.
Right.
And then you pop it into the thing, and that basically counts to how many people. And sort of for the paperwork, you have to do things like, how many bullet holes did you fill? How many bullets did you find? How many bodies did you find? How did you... dispose of, like, each individual body? How did each individual body die? If you want, like, this is for extra, like, you can get, like, you know, max like, whatever, max
points.
Cleaning points. Yeah.
What do the points count for anything?
No, you just get promotions, sort of, and then I think you just get, like, employee of the month photos.
Oh, so bragging rights.
Yeah, there's and basically you have, like, a little office where you can, like, where you can stay. Like, there are things that you can bring or you can grab from the levels, right? Like, for instance, in one level, we found, like, a face hugger from Alien, right? And you can bring that back. So you can have, like, a nice little trophy. One level we were playing was basically, like, a horror, like, which is kind of funny because every other level we've been in sort of, like, a space station situation or, like, a facility or prison. But it's, like, you know, a space prison, right? Whereas this was, like, a house, which is cool because, you know, just...
It was a really well-made house, I'm just gonna say that, because yeah. I was watching you play that one.
Yeah, no, and once again, it was, like, 40 rooms. It was a big house. but it's one of those where it's, like, you know, there's references to Evil Dead, and there's references to... There was, like, the ring from The One Ring. There's, like, Friday the 13th. There's, Halloween, right? Jason, right. That's him. Like, his mask Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, there's claws.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, and it's just sort of like, it's cute, right? Yeah. It's sort of like, and especially if you know horror movies and horror stuff, you'll be like, ooh. So there's, you know, just like funny little things like that. There's a cabin in the woods. It's called Cabin in the Woods, you know, like there's like a portal. It's just, yeah, it's cute. It's a chill game, right? It's surprisingly chill. I would say the one thing that's very annoying about it is like the physics are a little not
wobbly.
I don't know what's up with the physics in this game, but they're not great. It's just like an amount of like and one thing that you have to do is you have to put your like little bits, bullets, whatever, human bits, paper, garbage in the bins to like transport it to the incinerator. Like it's easier because you can only pick up one thing at a time, even though you have two hands, but you can only pick up one thing. One bullet, two hands, literally. So obviously you put stuff in bins. Sometimes when you pick up those bins and maybe it's slightly overfull or something hates being next to something else, it will jostle everything out. And things like if there's little meat bits, the little meat bits will get blood all over your clean floor if you have a clean floor. And there are annoying things about this
Tell game. Me about the mop.
It's a mop.
And the mop gets dirty.
The mop gets dirty. The mechanic in this game is, yeah, you have a mop. You have to get buckets of water. And you have to continuously, like, clean your mop. Or else, and if it gets too messy, then your mop just becomes, like, a mess. Like, you just splat mess everywhere. Instead of cleaning, you just continually... It's, like, once again, it's fine. There are things that, obviously, you should do certain things in order in this game because you're just, like, going to track blood prints everywhere anyway. So you just don't worry about it. Get rid of all of the little bits first.
It's a good way of learning how to clean a home.
It is. It's kind of funny because it is, like, it's a game where you're cleaning. And yeah. That's it. And it's,
It is a funny game. And I would like to play it again should I get it to work.
Yeah. It's enjoyable. It's chill.
All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week, and keep an eye out on 2021. We will be playing new games, reporting on new games, and complaining about new games.
As always.
As always. And you know what? Keep changing.